we have seen export bookings come out this morning, strong on the new crop corn, new crop beans, not so much on old crop. Wheat exports came in, export bookings came in at 10.7 million bushel. We are hugely overbought in the beans right now, and wheat started that day in that same direction. So seeing the markets back off a little bit here would not be a big surprise. Weather forecasts seem to be driving this market. Next week's weather looks to be quite a bit warmer and dry for Iowa and Illinois at least, maybe a little bit of rain in Nebraska, Kansas, and going down through Missouri, but not much to help out Illinois or Iowa. Strong ethanol margins continue to push ethanol plants to be pretty active buyers. We are seeing an increase in the basis for spot beans, which suggests to me that we're seeing some processor demand there as well as export demand for the near term. President of China, Xi, is still expected to come to the U.S. in September at the end of the month, and there is a trade team already working on issues to be discussed between the two countries. Right now, we see September corn futures at 464 and a half, up 2.5 cents. December, 487 and three quarters, up 3. We've got November beans at 1247, up 8. January's at 1259 and three quarters, up 7. Meal futures are up about $2. Bean oil futures up about 82 cents. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, we've got September Chicago wheat at 701, down 4 3/4. Notice that all these months are above $7 still. Kansas City wheat's down about a nickel. On the livestock side of things, we've been kind of all over the place this week and had a hard break in the live cattle and feeder cattle yesterday. We're trying to rebound some this morning. We've got August live cattle at 224.07, up 87 cents. Cattle and feed report does come out on Friday. It'll be interesting to see whether the numbers on feed are 2% higher than a year ago, which was the trade expectation. August feeder cattle, 301.60, up 42 cents. And August live hogs, $100.95, that's down 50 cents. We've got these outside markets. The crude oil is again on fire. September crude, 91.63. Excuse me. It's up $4.80. Got the gold market and the rest of the metals down. Excuse me. And we've got the dollar index up again today, 101.26 in the nearby SEP. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.